Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for about 55 minutes. Today, exciting. All I can tell you is I met this lady a few years ago, and what she has done for education, Tammy Gage, is she is the assistant superintendent for career development, and I had it all written down when it's gone. So tell she her business card is the side of a trailer truck. But Tammy, what is your official title, please?
Sure. Hi, Bill. Good morning. I am the assistant superintendent for college and career readiness.
And I will tell you, all kidding aside, this lady, and I just told her too, what she has done for hands-on, I'm going to call hands-on training, vocation, used to be vocational when I was in school, but my classmate was Plato, and we had the big shot Aristotle ahead of us. But it's amazing. I have had the good fortune, and I mean that good fortune, of going out to Taconic High School. And I have to say, for a school that has so many kids and so much, hats off to the maintenance people. I'm an old maintenance guy, so the place is spotless. It really is. But
it's a beautiful facility for sure.
And you know, you can feel the enthusiasm for education, and you should take some credit for that. And I can tell you that because I'm the host.
Well, thank you, Bill. I work with some incredible people, and I'm very fortunate to be able to help to develop ways for students. And I love my job, and I love the people that I work with. So I'm very grateful to have had this experience and help to build what we did at Taconic and now at PHS.
Yeah.
Very proud of the work that everyone has done.
It is truly amazing, Tammy, what has been accomplished. And I have to, some of the people who watch the show regularly know, about once a month, I get out to Taconic to use their studio and have their students practice using, you know, production. And Jamie Choquette, the teacher there, he's worth my weight in gold. And that's a lot of weight. But the whole place is terrific. And what you're doing, it needs to be. And you know, there's been a lot of chit-chat about the schools, but I'm going to tell you something. Those kids in that school right there are getting a heck of an education, as in PHS. So, Tammy, you got a bunch of stuff going on. So the program is yours.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Well, I wanted to just mention that it is National Internship Month. So the last school committee meeting, we highlighted our students are in co-op, and they're doing some amazing things, and they're going on to graduate. We're having a national signing day with our general advisory on May 22nd. So we'd like all of our program advisory members that are part of our CT programs at Taconic High School, as well as any community members that are interested, please join us. It's a great night. Our culinary students put on a fabulous spread of some appetizers and some bites before we get started with the agenda, but it's going to be a great night. The National Signing Day is a kind of a take on the, you know, the colleges that sign their athletes up for their team. So, but this is our students that are making a commitment, either employment or technical training, or to a four-year university, and the commitment from the community right back at them. So students that have participated in co-op, students that are going on to apprenticeship programs. We're very proud of all the work that they've done. And our students have been placed as, you know, as far north as Clarksburg and as far south as Canaan, Connecticut. So we have students that work all over Berkshire County. And we're very, very grateful for those partnerships. So if you're listening to this and you can come, we'd love to have you at Taconic on May 22nd to the general advisory meeting.
And Tammy, I have to I don't know if you ever knew this. My senior year, I was in distributive education, which was retail.
I actually have an open house poster from the 80s that has distributive education as one of the programs. So, yes.
Well, thanks. I was there before that poster was made, long before.
didn't, yeah, I just thought I'd
Yeah,
throw
no.
that
But thanks for the compliment.
out there.
But no, and I would go, and I worked in the men's department at England Brothers, which was the largest money-making department at that time in the store. And because of the Miss Nugent was the teacher, and because of the training and education I got there and on the job, I was promoted to assistant buyer at 18. I was the youngest ever.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
great.
Yeah. So I guess why I'm not for me, but these kiddos, when they leave, they're so well prepared. I mean, I've spoken with George Haddad and people that I know in that career field. These kids hit the deck ready to do the job, you know, and that's a
Yeah,
tribute to
they're
the
going.
Pittsfield school system, the teachers, Tammy Gage, Joe Curtis, the principal, what used to be Matt, and now it's just drew a blank.
Johansson,
Joe,
Principal Johansson.
and
Yeah.
I know her like I know you, so there you go. But when you get to be 78 years old, I forget where the car is. But so once again, May 22nd, where Taconic.
Taconic High School, it's our annual spring general advisory meeting. Again, we're going to have National Signing Day at the same time. Sometimes it's a past few years, it's been a separate event, but you know, people's time is very valuable, and we want to honor that. So, to make sure that our employers are able to come and our community partners, we've combined it into one night this year.
Wow. Well, that's great. I'm going to put it right down. I got to write it because, you know, what I just told you about forgetting. May 22nd, 5 o'clock. Okay. Now, Tammy, too, you got some new programs?
Yeah, so we're very happy to offer a couple of career technical institutes. With McCann, we submitted a planning grant last year, and this year McCann and Taconic High School launched our CTI programming. So in February, we started a welding training. Now, this is for adult trainings in the evenings.
Oh, wow.
We have our first cohort that will graduate this week. They've completed 200 hours of technical training, safety training. They've received their OSHA 10 cards, their Hot Works card, which is a training that industries have to complete if they work in any type of occupation that produces a spark. So welding certainly does that. So they have their training in that. And we are excited to help them find jobs and upskill what they currently hold and be successful going out into the labor market.
That's amazing. And you know, I can remember years ago, the night school at PHS, the old vocational, how many people who went there and got wonderful jobs and had great careers for years. So I applaud you guys for doing that. That was no easy task.
It's not, you know, we had been asked since Taconic first opened to, you know, keep it open 24/7, which we'd love to do. It's got, you know, state-of-the-art equipment and beautiful facilities. But we wanted to make sure that we onboarded the CTE programs for our high school students
Sure.
first, that we made sure that that was successful. And we were busy, you know, with an increased enrollment. And so we did that. We onboarded five new programs, and this was the time to respond to the state's request and local demand for adult training. So we just completed our auto body, or excuse me, our welding training,
Yeah.
and we are going to launch an auto body training the end of June.
Wow.
And then in March of 2026, it seems weird that we're talking that far in advance. The future, but in March of 2026, we'll offer a landscaping training.
Wow. Hey, because I know, you know what you're dealing with. You've been dealing with me a long time. What is new equipment and an all vertical garage?
So that actually is a grant that we received from the Healy Driscoll administration
Yeah.
through the Skills Capital Grants. It's a lab modernization grant for $1 million.
Whoa.
And we are awarded it for this year and next year. And that will help to update and buy new equipment for our metal fab program,
Oh, good.
which needs some new equipment, and also to purchase new equipment for our horticulture program, which is a skid steer and an excavator, and it needs we need to build a garage so that we can house our equipment safely and keep it away from the elements so that
Exactly.
we'll have it for quite a long time. But yes, we're very grateful to the governor's office and the workforce,
Oh, yeah.
the Department of Workforce Development, and all of our local employers, because they had to sign MOUs with us to in letters of support in order for us to receive this grant. Again, Bill, I say it a lot, but I truly mean it. We don't do this in a
Oh, I know.
vacuum, isolated. We really do rely on all of you out there to support our efforts students can be more successful when they leave.
And you know what I will just say this, what I like really admire and is how the vocational trade, the hands-on trade, have been elevated in the educational system. And that goes back to Dr. McCandless, to Dr. Eberwein, to Joe Curtis, to you. Now more, I think more so than ever before, at least when I was a kid, vocation, the people who go through that now, they're so much more respected. And I don't know if that's right or right,
No,
but that's how I see it.
I think you're right on, you hit the nail on the what head or whatever
Yeah.
it is. Vocational education went through a rebranding, if you will.
Yes.
There were critical shortages across the trades, and Massachusetts responded. And that's why there are waiting lists across the state for vocational education, career and technical education. But it's really having a conversation about the misperceptions, the misconceptions about CTE. CTE offers all types of career training. The trades are certainly a foundational.
Right.
Programs that we have, electrical, metal fab, auto body. We also have other career opportunities in our programming. We have IT training, early education, health technology, business technology. At Tacon, or excuse me, PHS, we have an engineering pathway, a legal study. So I think your point is a good one, Bill, that students, the demand for hands-on
Yeah.
experiential type experiences coupled with the rigor of academic classes serves our students well and positions them just for more opportunities when they leave. Despite what that, it used to be when you graduate, the expectation was college,
Yeah.
but students go into a lot of different successful pathways, apprenticeships, military. They go to on-the-job training, technical schools, et cetera. And so, we want to support what their vision is for themselves.
Yeah.
And do that, we continually, look at what we offer and improve those and add on.
You know, Sammy, I have to say this. This is kind of a personal thing. And before I do it, let me do this. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti, and the Mayor's Office, Peter White, who's the head of the City Council, and or the people riding their bicycles on this freezing cold morning to work. When you look back and see what how it's transformed. Quick story. This guy has a PhD. This is awful. Guy has a PhD, but he has a flat tire. And he said, oh, I got to get somebody to change it. I don't know how to do this. Well, that's kind of times a thousand. Your toilet doesn't work, your heater doesn't work, whatever. And that's why I think, in the level of sophistication today, there are no cars, they're computers that move things. I had a refrigerator that I left open and it finally shut off. I went to bed. And so I woke up, and of course, that's a whole other story. But so I called the 800 number, and the first guy, he didn't know anything. He said, something is wrong. I know that dude. That's why I called. But I had already unplugged it and plugged it back in. Nothing happened. So I called a second 800 number, and I got this wonderful lady, and she said, you must unplug it. And now think of this, for 5 minutes. And she said, and I will stay with you until that you happen. So I unplugged it, and she said, 5 minutes. Okay, you can plug it back in. And it boom, boom, started. And I said, what? It's a refrigerator. What? She said, no, it's not a refrigerator. I said, well, it's in my kitchen. It keeps all my stuff cold. It's big. She said, it is a computer that keeps your food frozen and cold. But for some reason, that computer to reboot had to take 5 minutes. So again,
You bring up a good point. Technology is definitely changing the way that we learn and the way that we work. And there are jobs that are sunsetting after, the rate at which changes are being made are
yes.
incredible. And there's new opportunities, but it also requires that our education system do what it can to partner with our higher ed institutions and our industries so that we can provide the best possible learning experience for our students.
Not to interrupt, I had that Jonathan Costa on. I did a show with him on Tuesday. The feedback's been unbelievable.
That's great.
Some really positive and some frightened. I mean, it's a
It's the
great
unexpected,
mix.
though. It's
Oh.
the unexpected. And, I think the more that we know and the more that we learn and rely on one another, it definitely is important that we continue the conversations about how it's going to change
Yeah.
and what we need to do. Our students have to be very flexible when they graduate. So they'll need not just the technical skills and the technology skills, but they'll still need those human skills, those 21st century skills. The problem solving and the teamwork and the work ethic
Yeah.
that's going to serve them well, and they can learn those in co-op experiences and internship experiences. In leadership experiences, we have our students heading off to a Skills USA competition,
I love that.
May 1st through the 3rd. We have 10 students competing at the
Oh,
state
great.
level in early education and culinary, advanced manufacturing, and auto technology. So we're really proud of them and we wish them well.
Hey, let's try when they come back. Well, let's try to do a show with all of them.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah. I gotta check. I don't know if we need releases if they're someday I'm going to have this mastered, but I want that. That's why I love to do the show at Taconic, because I want to really emphasize how important these trades, these courses are. And when they were going to close the radio station, I wrote a proposal, and it got rejected by, what is it, Dipsy down there? Is it Dipsy down in Boston?
Desi?
Yeah, that's Dipsy. They said there's no need for it. Look at the studio they have now and the need. I mean, it's broadcasting is a huge, and it's getting bigger.
Yeah, our teachers do a phenomenal job of learning, what technology is necessary.
Yeah.
Yes,
Cutting edge
absolutely.
stuff today, cutting edge stuff, and it's at Taconic.
It
And
is.
for the people that are watching, it really is. I know it's impossible today to get tours, but maybe we can work next year to get people to go through and see them in action because,
Yeah, well, we have our open houses, as you know,
yeah.
every January. Sometimes it falls the beginning of February, but we had a great showing at Taconic and at PHS. And I mentioned the Skills USA. We also have our engineering students at PHS participating in a competition with General Dynamics. It's also National Financial Literacy Month, April is. So we had our Taconic career team and our PHS career team, those folks working on hosting a reality fair. So Taconics was yesterday,
Oh, wow.
and we had a great showing. And Pittsfield Highs is tomorrow. And a reality fair is exactly how it sounds. A student selects an occupation, and then they work through the adulting, I call it adulting, tables. So insurance and taxes and
Oh,
rent
wow.
and
Yeah.
transportation. And if you want to get a promotion, Taconic had a brilliant idea of inviting our alum to interview our students that wanted to get a promotion on the job, so they had to go through an interview. But so really great things and ways that our students can learn more about what it takes to be self-sufficient and advocate for themselves, and
Yeah.
all about the world of work and adulting, as I say.
It's Tammy, it's educational in the and it's real world. There's a lot of theory. That Jonathan said when I interviewed him, how much time did you spend learning punctuation, English? And I said, well, I don't think I ever have really learned it. I spent a lot of time trying. But and he said, with AI, you'll write the paper, feed it in, and it'll do the punctuation. And so, again, to illustrate a point to the audience, Taconic's programs are cutting edge. They have the most current stuff. I mean, I will tell you, you walk into their broadcast studio and see all that they do with the equipment that they do it. It's cutting edge equipment. And they have a wonderful teacher, and that's I have an electrician. I have to also say this before I forget, because you know what you're dealing with. We support the horticulture. My wife bought Christmas stuff, and
Yes, I remember seeing you there. Thank you very much.
and what a program that is. And Mr. Callahan, I believe it's Mr. Callahan, what a
Callahan and Mr.
wonderful
Mike.
job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do a great job.
And again, there's a need.
There is a need. There is a need. And it's interesting as we talk about our two high schools, Pittsfield High School and Taconic High School. And all that we have to offer, it's still important that we are mindful of, making sure that everyone has access to these types of
Yeah.
opportunities. So that's something that we continually work on. Principal Johansson and Principal Harrington, looking at ways that our students can access credentials and college credits. Pittsfield High School is moving forward with an early college program this fall. We're waiting for the official designation, but we've worked with BCC on applications for both high schools.
Oh, good.
And we're really happy and looking forward to offering our students those courses this fall at Pittsfield High School. So the work continues, Bill, as you know, and
Yeah.
we're now looking at our middle schools and ways that we can start providing those experiences that build their academic knowledge and their skills.
Tammy, you and I remember there was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful young lady. She was petite, to say the least. And she took welding. And this is years back. And I tell this story because I want to inspire kiddos to do this. So she took welding. And I said, you know, because I come out of the shop when. And those the guys over in metal fabrication usually ate bolts and she was so and she said she was doing that, and you may remember who she was. She was doing that so that she could pay for she wanted to be a nurse practitioner. And she
Yes.
knew she couldn't remember her. And
Yes, I
then
have
she
a story.
graduated and took a summer course of like underwater welding or something. And I've lost track of her through the years, but I'll guarantee you she's made it.
Yes. I mean, the students go on to do some incredible jobs
Oh,
that
yeah.
and have offers to weld in Dubai, and
Yeah.
it's really incredible the opportunities that they have.
The and you know, you it again, it's the level of social respect that they get now. That's maybe that's not the right term. I just made it up. But I think today, I know when I had call for a plumber or an electrician, I have a great deal of respect for them. You know, I know Mr. DeMarco out there in the electrician, electricians. I mean, try to get one of those today.
Well, in any job that you have, whether it's a plumber or a college professor, the expectation is that you continue to learn.
That's
So
right.
our electricians have to take their electrical board exams every time a code book gets updated. Our nurses have to take their, forgive me, but I can't remember the licensing test that they have to take. So our CTE teachers and, people in the community, I mean, you're learning on the job, and the expectations that you continue professional development
Yeah.
are always there, regardless of what your occupation is. So we're very fortunate that we've had the staff that we have, and again, the support from our community.
Yeah. Tammy, too, we got a couple minutes before break, but you call them pathways, and I like that.
Well, programs, pathways, we've used different terminology. I think what's important, Bill, is that regardless of what a student decides to immerse themselves in, decides to study, and again, we have fantastic teachers and programs, pathways at both high schools.
Yes.
And re regardless of that, they'll need those foundational skills in their core classes. They absolutely will. Those, AI will not replace a student being able to, interview for a job or write a technical manual. Or, I mean, there still will be work for
Yeah.
students to do. It's not going to, robots cannot. They can do a lot.
Yeah.
But it's important that our students find themselves in places where they want to be,
Yeah.
so that they stay engaged and they can see the possibilities. I call it a circle of influence, and I when you grow up and you look at your family, you look at your neighbors, you look at the people that surround you, it kind of narrows what your expectations are for yourself,
Right. Well,
right? But if you participate in a job fair, an internship, a field trip to an employer or a higher ed institution, you start thinking about the what ifs, the possibilities. And that's what we do through our MICAP process at our middle school level and at our high school level. Our students take interest inventories. Our students participate in a number of academic and career workshops and different types, like that
yeah.
reality fair that I mentioned. So
Yeah.
you can see themselves in spaces where maybe they didn't even think that was possible, underwater welding or welding in
Yeah.
Dubai or building their own house. or, owning their own business as an entrepreneur. There's fantastic stories out there of Pittsfield alum. I'm proud to serve in this capacity. I grew up in Pittsfield. I was a Joey. and my experiential learning was making a paper mache mask of the Greek tragedies. So
There you go.
I didn't have those like you. I didn't have, well, you had distributive education. So, but yeah, I mean, the work continues, as I said, and whether it's called pathways or programs, it's important that the adults don't place any bias or stigma around where a student sees themselves in the future,
And
right? There's value in every job, and there's value in all the work,
Yeah.
and what we would want our students to know.
And they do. And yeah, it makes me so proud. I'm a PHS graduate. They've asked me not to keep telling people that, but I do anyhow. We're going to take a break. I'm here today with Deputy Super Assistant Superintendent Tammy Gage, a lady and a person that I have a great deal of respect for, because she took this, what we used to call vocational, and has turned it into a dynamo of getting people trained and out in the field making really good money. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are also broadcasting on 88.1 in Southern Berkshire now. We reached almost the whole county. But we'll be right back with Tammy Gage. We're also simulcasting on PCTV Channel 1301. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
WTBR FM is listener supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Berkshire County is headed toward a brighter tomorrow, and that future begins with you. The Berkshires are on the brink of falling into a major mental health crisis. Due to the lack of access, many patients, especially children, are waiting months for appropriate care. You can help by advocating for yourself and others to find careers in mental health. Be a mental health hero for the Berkshires. For more information, please visit thebreencenter.org or namibc.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. The I am so honored today to have with me someone I have the utmost respect for, and I embarrass her. She gets mad at me, but who doesn't? Her name is Tammy Gage, and she is the assistant superintendent for a lot of things, but career development, and she'll tell you. I had it printed out, but it disappeared. We're talking about Taconic, I've been to Taconic High School. I can't say enough about it. Miss Johansson, she's the principal there. The teachers, the building itself, spotless. And the graduates are going in right out, getting good career jobs. Career is the word I want to stress. Career jobs.
They're also going to work
and go to college.
Mass engineering programs, nursing programs, IT programs. So,
I love about
our students being able to be in pathways or programs, whatever you can call them, is breaking down those myths and those stereotypes. And so the example that I love to give is, students that are in auto tech can explore the possibility of being a technician and going to all kinds of trainings, traveling the world with Toyota or with, GNC. So they can be master technicians and trainers. We had a master technician trainer up here last year training this summer, from Toyota, training our high school teachers in Toyota curriculum and equipment. And they can also see themselves as in an engineering program at UMass. So breaking down those stereotypes of what these clusters and these skill set where students can see themselves.
Sure.
And again, whether it's in employment or in an apprenticeship or continuing their study, that a young lady that you mentioned earlier, the welder that came and spoke with you, I had placed two students with LENCO.
Wow.
I was a co-op coordinator. My first two students placed were at LENCO. And one student, they were both offered positions at graduation. And one student decided to go on to I'm thinking of the technical school. They come to our programs all the time. I can't think of it. I'm thinking of LENCO. Lincoln Tech.
Okay.
Ooh, it was an L. Lincoln Tech.
You get to be my age. You can't remember what the refrigerator
is. Okay. So one student decided to go on to Lincoln Tech and the other student accepted the job at LENCO. And that's exactly the purpose of what we do is students, again, deciding and making those decisions. And, our role is to provide as much information and as many times that they can, practice it, immerse themselves in it, find more, information about what it is they like to do and where they see themselves. So, we had mentioned, I don't know if we were on air, but we were talking about our rotations and exploratory.
You can do that. We were chatting off air.
And I always joke that, so the career exploratory is for our ninth graders and they rotate through the shops and they learn about the safety skills and the technical skills and the work readiness skills and the academic skills in their respective shops. And then they decide at the end what they would like to study more for the next 3.5 years of high school. And Miss Simons, Miss Marcy Simons, the CT supervisor at Taconic, is our genius. She should have her PhD in career exploratory.
Good for her.
It's a very complicated process. What they implemented last year and again this year was student-led conferences. So So students could reflect more about what it is that they would like to do or learn more
Sure.
about and why that is.
Yeah.
And learn about the labor market information. They learn about the additional education that's necessary, the expense of that education, the return of investment, what they can expect to make in a job after they make an investment. I appreciate that they're doing that because it helps them
Yeah.
to, have some self-agency about the choices that they
Sure.
make.
And the whole thing is the academic and the vocational pieces are tied together. I was talking to a parent and they said, well, initially I was a little afraid. I forget what shop the kid was going to. But they said it balanced out, and the kid went on, as you just said, to BCC, and then I believe at UMass now, or maybe done by now. But so it's not, it's the future. I guess that's all I have to say. I watched a guy on AI, and boy, you better, if you can, pull it up and watch it yourself. Tammy, you were in the audience when he gave that presentation. I mean, my wife and I, who was a teacher for 42 years, sat there because it's coming. You can't stop it. I heard, I'm just not going to do anything with it. Well, it's going to do something with you.
And so that skill building that we talked about that can happen in, elementary and middle school is so important. And so we're starting to research that and examine that and ways that students are learning now, which is changing because of technology. So our teachers are learning right alongside as these changes happen. It's incredible. And another part of that learning experience, as we mentioned at the top of the hour, was the internships and the co-op. Ms. Conant is our cooperative education coordinator at Taconic High School and does an incredible job of reaching out for new sites our students can be placed at, as well as coaching and support for students that get placed. And Ms. Duffy at PHS is our internship coordinator. So it's constantly examining ways that we can prepare students as best we can as these changes are occurring.
The world is a dynamic world now. It's no longer a stagnant, excuse me. I'm sorry. What do you see as a change from when you took this job to now?
That's a good question. I think the sense of urgency, and I'm hearing it from you too, is more out in front than it has in the past.
Yes.
I think the bias and the stereotypes are starting to fall away, regarding occupations. And I think that's a good thing. Having those conversations about what things cost and just breaking that down for students and families as, and being a resource for them, and a continued resource. And, I'm proud of Pittsfield Public Schools, is offering this adult training at night,
Yes.
because
Yes.
another answer to, your question about how AI is changing things. So the critical shortages that our industries face locally, nationwide, they have to be addressed. We still have infrastructure. We still have areas that need attention. It's doing both. It's re being responsive as we can to those changes that technology, forces itself in, and then also, having an awareness of what the immediate needs are for our students and for our employers. So, you asked about the changes. I think it's in my opinion, been very positive because it allows students to be better informed about the world. You know, that's what the technology has given us, the internet has given us. But they also have to, you know, hone those skills in being critical, because as you know, everything out there is not real.
Right.
And now we're mentioning AI, that makes it even more difficult to be discerning. You know, it's something that we can work on together.
It's going to be an integral part of education for the rest of the humanity, I think. And to resist it is foolish, because it's taking over so fast and doing some. I had a conversation with an AI thing the other day when I called up about a problem. Oh, we will take care of that. You know, I'm thinking, okay, this is not a human. But what do you see for kiddos? Now, you've got a bunch of programs and you're trying to add more. What do you see in demand in the future? That you, like, if you had a dream program you could put into place right now, what would it be?
Wow. Well, I would have a ginormous science lab, I think. You know, what we're really proud of, the engineering program we built at PHS. You know, I think that program speaks to a critical shortage as well in Berkshire County. For decades, employers have needed engineers of various disciplines, chemical engineers, electrical engineers, mechanical engineers. Yep. So that course taught by Ms. Tamala Sebring provides foundational principles in engineering. But your question was, if I had my dream,
your dream,
you know, funding wasn't an issue. I think, you know, a focus on technology for certain. So, and then just providing students with the ability to practice those skills that they learn in science and in math, and making all of that visual.
Wow. Yeah, no.
More makerspace, if you will, Bill. Like, more makerspace. Taking the traditional look of a classroom and changing it. And, you know, the model for vocational education was to mirror the workforce as much as possible.
Right.
And because that's changing so rapidly, you know, we talked about the $1 million grant that we received for equipment.
Yes, thank you.
You know, AI is remarkable because it increases the safety features of the equipment that we buy. So it's positive in that respect. You know, the negative, if there's anything, is that it's very costly. So finding ways that we can still provide the rigor and the relevancy within our instruction that meets the, you know, changes in our workforce and in education, I think is, you know, that's the holy grail. And I don't know.
No, it,
I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, well, I don't know. To me, it's an amalgamation of a lot of things today, because so many spill into each other. You know, you have computers in cars, and the technicians who work on the cars can go so far, but then they got to call in an IT guy, that a coder or whatever. So you just captured it beautifully. The world is dynamic. It's changing probably as fast as, you know, I lost my hair. Mm-hmm. But and I think what you're doing in the Pittsfield school system, in both schools, and can you kind of clarify that a little bit? What the PHS program is and the Taconic program?
So they're both high schools.
Yeah.
And, you know, their program of studies offer opportunities for our students to take their core academic classes. And both high schools have the same graduation requirements. CTE students take the same number of courses, have to meet the same criteria, and their CTE courses. Students in innovative pathways, which I didn't mention, the students in our innovative pathways and soon to be our early college pathways will take the same set of core academic classes as every student in the high school. So in that respect, they're very similar. But whether it's programs or pathways, whether it's CT or not CT, innovative pathways, the point is this, that our students enter high school with as many choices as we can provide for them, and that we provide a blueprint, if you will, of experiences, courses, credentials, college courses, et cetera. And they make the choice of what they want to study and where they want to be. And that changes, as we know, continually. It changes for adults. I had three different majors. And it's not a great story. And that's okay. That's okay. It's, you know, we don't want to box students in. We have many stories of students that start in a pathway, finish a pathway or a program, and then go on to study something totally different. And you mentioned it as well. So, and that's okay. I mean, the skills are still going to be there. The knowledge is still going to be useful, whether it's applied in a kitchen as a chef, or in food science as an engineer, or in marketing as a developer. I mean, it's building those skills. So your question was, what's the difference between PHS and Taconic? And I think it's they offer a lot of great opportunities. Their core classes are as rigorous as one another.
Right.
Of AP and honor classes. And it's just different types of experiences that our students have in those to help the public elective classes.
And
programs, pathways, or electives, they're in addition to the core academic classes.
And you know, Jonathan Costa there, he was, I think it was him. I could be wrong, but somebody said, rather than studying ancient history, why don't we move it up a clip? You know, it was great in ancient Rome and Greece. That should be a little part. But they don't know, many of the students really don't know what happened in World War II and Korea and Vietnam. And you know, I was thinking about that, and it's true. I mean, well, I remember when I was in school, Western Civ was, oh boy, yeah, that's really good. Got your ticket punched. What you're saying is true. What we think of we're going to do in high school may change dramatically by the time you're in college.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we think of everything as a learning experience. You know, our students are learning in our high schools, in our middle schools, but they're also learning in the community with their families. And that's helping to inform decisions that they make beyond high school. You know, it's exciting. It's an exciting time. But the challenges still exist.
Yeah, they do.
To discern what information is most needed and necessary.
And I would say this, two things. One, I would like to say, my late father-in-law said, whatever you do in life, make sure you like it. Because I went to the Stockbridge School in UMass and spent his life in the GE. He was an outside guy, but he had five kids. So that, and life is lifelong learning. It whether it's real life or academic or a book you read. And Tammy, once again, May 22nd. Let's put that out there, if you would.
Yeah. So every year in the fall and in the spring, our CT programs hold a general advisory and their program advisory committee meetings. And the purpose of the evening is to bring our stakeholders together in industry and higher ed and in our labor representation, our students, our parents, our teachers, our administrators, city council, school committee, bring all of our stakeholders together and look at our enrollment, any new business, any type of data they want to examine, look at new equipment. So it's for providing information and also just to gather and reflect on what we're doing well and what we need to improve on and what challenges we have ahead. You know, I mentioned it's the days of, you know, the school being isolated and by itself. Technology and the world of work is, it's a good thing, is requiring us to bring everybody together to have conversations about how do we do the business of education.
That's right. And I will say this, this organization, the Taconic High School, the whole staff, PHS, the whole staff at Mercer, it takes a team. And as Tammy and I were talking, I consider Tammy the quarterback of the team, of that portion of the team, because what she's done, but also as Mr. Kraft found out, if you lose your quarterback, you're kind of in trouble. But Tammy, you have been an excellent employee to the city. I consider you a friend, but I also consider you a leader in this endeavor. And Miss Johansson and the principal at the PHS, whose name just
Principal Harrington.
Thank you.
Abby, yep.
A mind is a terrible thing to lose. If you find mine, drop it off on William Street. Thank you so much. Best of you. I'm always here for you. And I'll be there on the 23rd. This time I'm bringing 22nd. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'll be bringing Tupperware for the goodies to bring home.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Tammy Gage, one of the best. God bless. And to all of you, let's lift somebody's burdens today, huh? It's a nasty world. Let's not be part of the nastiness. You know, kindness costs nothing. So we're all in this together. Let's work together rather than hit each other in the head. God bless. Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you so much, sir.
You bet. Bye. Thank you.